For years, the Rinalda Film Festival at Wake Forest University was one of the Triad's best-kept secrets. But bring in guest speakers like Do the Right Thing director Spike Lee, Juno director Jason Reitman, and Super Size Me's Morgan Spurlock, and what began as an idea shared by four Wake Forest University student creators in a basement has turned into a major annual Triad event with 11 exec members and more than 50 student volunteers. Rinalda Film Festival 2013 kicked off on Monday, April 1st, with Lincoln art director and Wake alumnus Kurt Beach and his talk titled Setting the Scene. Student film competition winners' screenings took place yesterday, capped off with a keynote address by Saving Private Ryan actor, film producer, writer, and director Ed Burns, who spoke about the art of low-budget filmmaking. If you missed those events, the good news is that the festival continues through the end of the week. It's free and open to the public, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. In the meantime, Rinalda Film Fest co-director Rebecca Moberly is a senior art history and Chinese double major at Wake and president of Wake TV, who somehow still finds time for film.
As co-director, we do it all. We start in August really planning the festival and organizing speakers and transportation and hotel rooms and everything that goes into running a successful festival. So I'm there for every single step of it. On the third, we start with The Storyteller's Art, which features screenwriter Josh Olson, and he wrote the Academy-nominated film, A History of Violence, and he's just coming back to talk about his latest script, which is for the game Halo. So they're making Halo into a movie right now. Mm-hmm. And then following that, we have Craig Johnson, who will be talking about his work on The Skeleton Twins with Kristen Wiig. And then directly after, we're previewing Eugene Jarecki's film, The House I Live In, and then he'll be speaking on Thursday. So we'll show The House I Live In at 8:30 in Annenberg, and then he'll speak about it the next day.
Nice. So people get a chance to reflect on the film, mm-hmm. and then come back and hear more
yes.
about it. And lots of events coming up on the 4th.
Yes. The 4th is our jam-packed day that we like to call Doc Day because we really feature documentaries on this day. And we begin at 5 o'clock in Byram Hall with a combined session of the Documentary Film Program Information Session, but also a Works in Progress screening. So students and the community can learn about the program and then watch what students are currently working on. And then following that, we're having a panel that talks about fundraising for documentary films. A group of filmmakers are traveling to the El Camino Trail, and we'll talk about their process of raising money to actually be able to go there and film this documentary. And then at 7 o'clock in Byram, our main speaker for that evening will be Eugene Jarecki, whose movie The House I Live In is showed the night before, and he'll speak about his work on documentary films that are mostly geared towards talking about some sort of social issue.
What's going on the final day of the festival?
The final day of the festival is really geared towards the community. We're doing a Breaking Into the Industry panel with a lot of community professionals. And so we have a wide variety. We have someone who works in art film, and then we have a speaker from the North Carolina Film Commission. So they'll be talking about film in North Carolina. And then after that, we'll be speaking with former professor Clay Hassler about his latest film, For Gosh. And the majority of that film was made by Wake Forest students. So it's a really great collaboration between faculty and students, and they'll talk about all of their work with that.
Wake Forest University senior and Rinalda Film Festival co-director Rebecca Moberly. The festival continues this afternoon at 5 in Annenberg Forum on the Wake campus, and you'll find links to the complete schedule through Friday, April 5th, on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. All screenings and lectures on Thursday and Friday will be in Byram Hall. They're free and open to the public. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.